it's okay if you like this season, or this one, and even this one. Wait, actually? Alright, different strokes.
Different strokes and all.
Something that I don't think I preach enough on this channel is that opinions are varied throughout everyone, and that's alright. However, the infamous season that pushed this sentiment to the wayside was Chapter 5, Season 3, Wrecked. This video isn't gonna be me overly shitting on Wrecked itself for the 80th time, because it's kinda beating a dead horse and the fact that the damn thing isn't funny anymore. I'm more or less examining the traits about the mindset when making a season like this and how those traits bleed into other seasons, as well as therapeutically reflecting on the long-lasting effects this season had on the community, given that the one-year anniversary just occurred. Speculation for this season had me pretty excited. The phrase post-apocalyptic had my little ass bouncing in my seat because concept art like this looked so fucking cool. It didn't take me that long to see the flaws within the season. While I and others saw flaws, others saw no flaws within the season. The divisive quandary made itself clear at that very moment. I will never forget this first day, or hell, the first week of Wrecked. If I were to summarize my feelings about the community during that time with one word, it would be a lack of acknowledgement. Look, I have the most genuine respect for people that say, yeah, I thought the season was fun, I'm not the best at the game, but these items helped out a lot. I know that these things were broken, but as long as I had fun. That is one of the most valid and honest reasons for people enjoying this season, but my problem was aimed at the sentiment, it's different, so that in itself makes it good, plus I get to kill sweats. You can still enjoy something or prefer something and still acknowledge that it's poorly made. This mindset doesn't just apply to Wrecked, apply it to literally any season. Chapter 4, Season 4 is a personal top 3 season for me, but it has a good amount of flaws and shortcomings that prevent it from being an objective top 3 season or peak Fortnite. And that's totally fine. I acknowledge that. The inverse applies too. Chapter 2, Season 4 isn't something I personally gravitate towards. I don't really care about Marvel enough for it to constitute its own season, and the powers didn't really do it for me, but it's actually a very well-made season with a good loot pool, and it deserves its praise. This shit doesn't even have to apply to Fortnite. I like and enjoy this movie, but I know it's pretty goddamn shitty.
What the fuck?
With Lawless being another heist season and Chapter 6 Season 3 most likely being another superhero season, many are pointing out the repetitiveness in season theming. A lot of people point to the backlash of Wrecked for being the reason for Fortnite's lack of ambition and wanting to be safe and how they don't want to experiment with themes and playstyles. When we get an original theme, y'all cry. When we get a familiar theme, y'all cry. This community sucks. Theme doesn't make or break a season. That's not why people were complaining during Wrecked. The unbalanced loot pool and one-sided meta was the problem, if you recall. Primal was not bad because of the theme. It was because of the tedious crafting system with unreliable and clunky weapons. Absolute Doom was not bad because it was a Disney Marvel slob metaverse season. It was because aimbot items and jetpacks make for one of the worst metas of all time. And if I'm being honest, if that's what Fortnite got out of the Wrecked controversy, the theme being the problem, then I don't know what to say. So this notion that the complaints from Wrecked is why there's a theme problem right now is crazy. Even if season themes are more repetitive right now, I don't see how that affects the actual gameplay. Give me a fucking Disney Princess season, I don't care. If the gameplay's good, then what are we doing? As we all know, for the majority of the season, Ranked had the same loot pool as Pubs. It took constant nagging from the community to actually get them to split them. But the fact that it took them until the closing half of the season rather than doing it, I don't know, at launch, makes it evident that they never planned on splitting the loot pools in the first place. Like, they genuinely thought that all of this belonged in the Ranked game mode. Now, this way of handling Ranked has been prevalent ever since Ranked replaced Arena, but Wrecked was the only notable time when Fortnite actually took action. The fact that Ranked reverted back to how it was immediately after Wrecked sets a precedent that they actually just learned nothing. Chapter 6 Season 1 had the Typhoon Blade, Explosive Rifle, and Railgun in Ranked. Chapter 6 Season 2 had the Kneecapper, Rift Launcher, and Seek a Grenade Launcher in Ranked. Like, what? If anything, this season should have been a chance to reevaluate Ranked as a whole, but I know that would make too much sense. Now, when it comes to opposing viewpoints for this season, I feel like a lot of the productive criticisms for the season and defenses for the season gets drowned out so much from the buffoons on both sides. Like, these new gens really love this season. Of course they do, because they're garbage at the game. And like, okay, first of all, who the fuck cares when someone started playing Fortnite? Like, that's the stupidest shit ever. Second of all, you don't have to be garbage in order to like the season. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and say that it didn't cater to that skill level because it very much did, but that saying got overused so fast that it just blended in with the rest of the bullshit. And on the other end of the spectrum was, these sweats hate anything fun whatsoever, and they just ruin seasons because of nerfs. Now, if you're unfamiliar with what a sweat is, going off of the people that use this phrase every sentence is basically anyone who's better than you. It's not a specific skill level, just you specifically. And I'll be honest, a lot of the players who said this and still say this are mostly just kids at the end of the day, and the word sweat is just a buzzword that doesn't mean anything, like woke. But for older people who hold this belief about sweats ruining seasons, I think it's a little disingenuous to say that sweats were solely the cause for the nerfs in Wrecked, because I'll tell you right now, there were plenty of people who weren't pro players or cash cup players that felt that the nerfs were necessary. McCreamy thought the cars were too powerful. Are you really trying to tell me that this motherfucker's a sweat? But with nerfs, it opens the floodgates of uselessness. This conception that anything that gets nerfed or adjusted is just completely fucking dog shit and there's no reason to pick it up at all. And it makes no sense to me. Cars and fists were still very powerful post-nerf, and I find it extremely hard to believe that they were just useless, because everyone still used these items after the nerfs, and that in itself makes them not useless. Because I guarantee you, if Fortnite released the cars and the fists like this on launch, no one would be saying shit. Every season afterwards, these types of items received little to no nerfs at all. The sword was only nerfed by 2 damage, and the bat had its knockback against cars nerfed because people were doing a glitch. So these items were nerfed to the ground? Really?
Really?
Because it seems to me that Fortnite has actually done the opposite. Minuscule nerfs that don't actually fix the item in any way. Now that the lightsabers are the main melee mobility item and they're not broken like everything else has been recently, players are so conditioned to having everything OP as fuck, so when they're given an item that's actually pretty balanced and isn't meta-dominating, they're thrown off by this, and they're like, whoa, why are these so bad? These are so useless. Can they get buffed, please, please? It's not bullshit broken. How can you play this? Which sounds a bit weird because these lightsabers were heavily praised during Mega. What's so different now? They're exactly the same copy and pasted. What Fortnite's done is that they set a standard with these items in Wrecked, and now that anytime you try to make something balanced, a lot of people are used to that standard that you set in Wrecked, and they're gonna use that to judge these new items that are actually pretty balanced for the most part. I'm not gonna sit here and pretend that everything was so fine and dandy before Wrecked, because we've had broken shit in the game before many times.
Fuck!
But when a whole 3-month season is built around this type of shit, you create people who want you to never make seasons like this again, and you create people that love seasons like this and want more of it.
That was very satisfying.
Wrecked did a few things right. The combat shotgun. This was my favorite shotgun to use in Chapter 5. Full stop. It is the best version of this weapon in my opinion. Yeah, the Gatekeeper was still here, which demolished any sort of variety in the shotgun meta. But it was still great. Nuka-Cola was an amazing healing item. It's a balanced version of the Slurp Juice. The entire animation was smooth as fuck and satisfying. I know it might not come back because it's a collab item, but it would be nice if Fortnite made their own original reskin of it, like how the Grapple Glove is a knockoff Spider-Man web shooter. The marketing for this season was pretty creative. The Battle Bus being physically there at some monster truck event is a similar callback to Chapter 1 Season 5 when the Durburger was in the desert. Tangible objects teasing shit in the real world. I love that. This is probably the most subjective out of all of these, but the grunginess of the season was really interesting. Everything was all rugged and chopped. It was a cool spin thematically. The oasis area in the desert looked gorgeous.
Wait, this is actually fucking beautiful. Look at the waterfall.
Beautiful ass.
What the fuck?
Loot Island being Metallica was actually raw as shit. And you know, it's funny. With all of these cool little additions and details added to Wrecked, it feels even worse knowing that the season is still poorly made. And I still think it's objectively the worst season. And for the most part, the only opinion that changed for me is that I'm a little more understanding of those who enjoyed the season.
Wow, this is garbage. You actually like this?
It's just a shame that a lot of this division could have been avoided. I'm a huge believer in the butterfly effect. It frustrates me in movies and shows when bad things happen due to blindly ignoring an easy solution. I think Fortnite still hasn't learned that trying to keep ranked slash competitive similar to pubs literally creates more division than dividing the loot pools, which is a bit ironic. Also, it's extremely funny to me seeing people who hated the season last year just for them to post nostalgia edits of Wrecked. Like, it's one thing if you changed your mind on certain things, but doing a complete 180 is asinine. It makes people like me with actual criticisms look stupid for sharing the same side with these people. You fucking cowards. All that shit talking just to end up switching sides because it's popular.
Coward.
Fortnite Wrecked was a season that accomplished many things. It's loved, It's hated. It sparked one of the biggest civil wars in Fortnite history, while also spawning one of the greatest things to ever come out of Fortnite, which brought people together. However, it was a season beyond saving. But despite this, I still had some good memories mixed in with bad ones.
Oh. Yep.
Why does the car have 2,000 health? What the fuck is wrong with this shit? We've had shit seasons in the past, and while a lot of them are so goddamn forgettable and fly under the radar, Wrecked is far from a forgettable season. This shit will be passed down for generations. Wrecked isn't a shit season. It's the shit season.